He opens the phone before his feet hit the floor. Not a notification, but a habit, a reflexive grab. He scrolls through the endless speeder-curated gallery of lives, successes, and mere misses. He checks the platform not for a message, but for a confirmation of his existence within the digital ecosystem. A like here, a view there, a momentary ping. It's a quick hit of external validation, a tiny synthetic dopamine spike. He registers it, and the immediate anxious tension eases just for a second. Then he puts the phone down. He feels slightly calmer, but the baseline hum of instability remains, waiting for the next input. The pattern is digital visibility instability. It is the systemic corruption of internal state architecture by external, immediate stimulus. Many men mistake digital breadth for relational power. They believe that having access to many options or being constantly present across many digital channels equals control. This is a fundamental misreading. An excess of options does not generate power. It generates systemic instability. Constant digital visibility is often treated as a prerequisite for attraction. This is false. Digital presence cannot substitute for grounded presence. The constant input stream social media, rapid messaging, algorithmic feeds functions as a persistent stimulus system. It hijacks the nervous system's capacity for sustained focus. It forces the individual into a state of perpetual anticipation. This state is characterized by comparison pressure and the illusion of infinite choice. It is a state of being perpetually available, which is not a signal of interest. It is a signal of nervous system agitation. The core failure here is equating behavioral signals like replying instantly or posting frequently with genuine internal alignment. The loop starts with the neurochemical architecture of novelty. The brain is wired for reward. A new stimulus, a new notification, triggers a predictable dopamine release. This is the fundamental mechanism. When the environment provides a constant, highly dense stream of immediate rewards, as digital platforms do, the system becomes dependent on that specific calibration of arousal. Repetition leads to habituation. The initial spike becomes the new baseline. The system then requires increasingly intense novelty to achieve the same level of activation. This is the acceleration of the boredom cycle. The man is not seeking connection. He is seeking a neurochemical lift. This state-seeking behavior replaces the difficult, slow work of genuine connection. Connection demands stillness. It demands a sustained focus on a singular reality. Digital overstimulation fundamentally alters the neural expectation patterns. It primes the man for high-intensity, low-commitment validation. It trains his system to expect the quick win, the immediate response, the easily digestible content. When a real-world dynamic, which is inherently slow and often quiet, arrives, his system is poorly calibrated to process its low-density, high-effort requirements. The second layer of the mechanism is the illusion of choice saturation. When the digital landscape presents an infinite array of options, profiles, feeds, conversations, it creates a psychological paralysis. This isn't merely indecision. It is a defensive maneuver by a dysregulated system. The sheer weight of possibility becomes overwhelming. The man cannot commit to a single path because the internal state is terrified of scarcity. Scarcity implies risk. Scarcity implies potential loss. If he locks onto one person, one outcome, he opens himself up to the potential failure of that singular investment. The digital buffer shields him from that perceived vulnerability. This constant comparison pressure ensures that he never settles into a stable state of regard for one person. He remains in a perpetual state of vetting, optimizing, and scanning. The system is not interested in deep alignment. It is interested in maintaining optionality. Being perpetually reachable signals a state of waiting, not genuine engagement. It is the constant performance of availability. This is the difference between being present in a dynamic and being passively accessible to it. The latter is a state of low internal organization, perpetually dependent on external signals to confirm its perceived value. Consider the man whose internal state architecture is organized around himself. He is not interested in collecting options. He is interested in the quality of the current interaction. This man does not need digital visibility to feel stable. His sense of self is rooted internally, not in the metrics of likes or views. When he engages, the signal he transmits is one of settledness. It is the quality others read from a man who is regulated. He is not performing, he is simply being. When he engages, the dynamic is not a transactional search for validation. It is a process of observation and resonance. He allows the interaction to unfold, not to optimize it for the next possible data point. If the other person initiates, he meets it with regulated stillness. He does not immediately check the phone to see if a competitor has surfaced. This regulated stillness is not aloofness, it is a functional state of internal completion. It means his baseline state is not dependent on the external environment for its affirmation. He has achieved a level of self-organization where the need to constantly prove existence via a screen dissolves. He lets the dynamic pull him, rather than trying to pull the dynamic toward him through digital output. The advice culture rushes in here. They tell men to stop looking at their phone. They tell them to be present. They tell them to put the phone down. These suggestions are fundamentally flawed because they treat the symptom, not the source. They are behavioral corrections applied to a state problem. A man who is digitally addicted is not merely lazy, he is nervous. He is suffering from a state of chronic underregulation. Telling him to stop scrolling does not change his internal wiring. It only forces a cessation of the behavior until the next cycle. His nervous system demands the high-density stimulus. If you just remove the stimulus, the system will find another, often more insidious way to seek the quick reward. The real work is shifting the internal architecture. It is learning to tolerate the low-density state. It is learning to sit with the silence between parties, not as a void to be filled by a notification, but as a space for internal organization. This requires recognizing that the desire for constant external input is a nervous system misfire, a failure of self-soothing, not a character flaw. It requires identifying the fear underneath the scrolling, the fear of not being enough, the fear of missing out, the fear of instability. The digital visibility instability is the quiet erosion of internal gravity. It replaces the deep slow pull of genuine alignment with the shallow immediate rush of dopamine. The choice is between the perpetual anxious scanning of the infinite menu or the settled focus on one singular point of resonance. The choice is between being perpetually reachable and being fundamentally present. The state remains the only variable that matters.